My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He joins me now to talk about the immigration debate that is playing out and heating up on the Senate floor. And he's also here to explain an amendment that he is proposing to the bill that would forbid legalization of anyone convicted of a crime against women and children in the United States. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much, Greg. Appreciate the invite.
Real quick, before we get to your amendment, the big news here on Thursday is this proposed amendment, although the final details are being worked out, so I'm not sure you've seen the actual language. But the Gang of Eight and others, including Senator Corker and Senator Hoeven, who have worked on this, say that they are radically beefing up the border security provisions in this bill. Many more border agents on the ground, mandate that the fence be completed, and they say this should alleviate any concerns that this bill is light on border security. How do you react to what you know about it so far?
Well, Greg, you're right. The actual language isn't available, so I haven't been able to read it. And we all learned from Obamacare and everything else that need to read the bill before you vote on it. But from what I've heard, I'm concerned about the amendment. I think it may pass the bill. I don't think it fixes the bill. And I want to fix the bill and fix the problem, not just have some political exercise. I'm really concerned for two reasons. First of all, the first thing that still happens under the amendment is a big amnesty, a big legalization. Then the enforcement comes after, and that happens or doesn't happen, but after the amnesty, the legalization happens. That's a fundamental problem with the bill, and this amendment wouldn't change that in any way. Second big problem I have with it is the amendment talks about what you would call inputs or spending money. What the Gang of Eight completely rejected is any test of results, any metric, any test like, you know, we have 80% border security, we have 90% border security. So they absolutely rejected any real measurement of results. And Washington knows how to spend lots of money, particularly the Obama administration, but it often doesn't get results. It's never gotten results in this area. So results are what matter.
Let me go back to you, the first point that you made, because from the reports that we saw today, they say that these border security improvements would need to be in place, need to be done before the green cards get handed out. So does that suggest that that would come first, or is the green card the more permanent legalization that comes later?
The green card is the second step, not the first step. So there's a first step legalization. So all these illegal immigrants in the U.S. are granted amnesty, given a new legal status before any of this other stuff. That's what I was talking about. I think that's the key line that's crossed, the big amnesty, before any of this enforcement happens.
Let's talk about your amendment now. A lot of different aspects to the bill, as we've already discussed. Why did you decide that focusing on making sure that those who had committed crimes against women and children weren't allowed to become legal if, in fact, this goes through?
Well, Greg, this is an example of a bigger problem, in my opinion, with the bill. You know, the Gang of Eight from months ago made various promises and put out various principles. One was that folks involved in any sort of serious crime don't get an amnesty and are actually deported. Problem is, when you look at the details of the bill, these promises don't pan out, including this one. And so they leave off some very serious crimes, like crimes against women and children. So we're simply adding those crimes under the Violence Against Women Act as disqualifiers for making folks legal, and as requirements when somebody commits that crime that they be deported. That is essentially what the Gang of Eight promised. That's one of their big principles. We're trying to make sure the bill mirrors their promises on various points, including this one.
Senator, talk a little bit more about the language that exists, because I think a lot of our listeners will remember that they did promise that criminals would not be legalized. How does the language fall short?
It simply doesn't include these crimes. It includes some crimes, not all crimes, and these are violent crimes, and these are crimes against women and children. So I certainly think they're very threatening and very violent.
Can you specify what crimes we're talking about here? Are we talking about assault and battery, child molestation,
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, we're basically talking about child abuse and domestic violence, broadly speaking.
If your amendment is approved to this bill, would that be enough to get your vote?
Well, not my Violence Against Women's Act amendment. I think it's an important improvement, but it doesn't go to some of those core issues that we talked about before, so it wouldn't. I have other amendments that do go to those core issues. Unfortunately, most of those, whether they're mine or on the part of other conservatives, have already been rejected and defeated by the Democrats and the Gang of Eight.
What's your sense of where your party is on this right now? Obviously, they need 60 votes to get this done. They've already got four Republicans in the Gang of Eight. We're not sure every Democrat will be in favor of this final bill, but what's your sense of how the GOP is looking at this?
Well, I think Republican senators are clearly split. I think the majority of us, I think the significant majority, have continuing concerns, particularly with the big amnesty before any enforcement. So I think that's going to be the majority position on the Republican side. But obviously, to get to 60, if all Democrats support the bill, they just need six Republicans. So that's the math.
If this vote were to be taken today, do you think you'd be able to stop it?
If the vote were to be taken today, I don't. But the vote's not going to be taken today. It's going to be taken, I think, next week. And I think the big question and the big deciding factor is how keyed in the American people become to this and how involved they become. Because if they read the bill, read the amendment, understood that there's a big amnesty before enforcement, understood that we're promising basically spending money, not any certain results, I think they would call in droves and ask their senators to vote against the amendment and the bill.
How active have your phone lines and email inbox been with folks commenting on this?
Yeah, they've been lighting up the last few days. I'm not sure where we are in terms of the vote. They are ramping up, but that's going to be the key deciding factor one way or the other.
Well, very interesting, sir. We always appreciate your time, and we look forward to checking back in with you as this debate and others play out. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.